Hey guys, what's up? It's me. I keep forgetting that thing doesn't go off when you're going to record. Anyways, I kind of have a little bit of a rant, which I've been trying not to do. Whoa, Jesus, Louisa. Sorry, hold on. Oh my gosh, this is not okay. My Mac's about to fall. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to turn a light off. And sometimes I have trouble turning off the light because the lamp is taller than I am. And it makes it a tiny bit difficult. Anyways, I am off to bed. But I have to rant for a minute. Because pretty much the only cable company we have around here is Cox Communications. You can say what you want, but I've never been a huge fan. I've always had problems with them. And so today I went online, paid my bill through the app, random junk. Checking my emails, and I've got bazillions of random stupid who knows emails. I mean, just junk. I'm going. It says, get this email comes. It says, Cox Communications, action required. So I'm like, okay. So it's like, Cox is going all digital. So I'm like, okay, that's great. So I open up this thing, and it says, Cox is going all digital. So the TVs that are plugged into the wall won't work anymore. So I'm like, okay, that's nice. I'm kind of annoyed because I just changed my cable and ditched the box because I was trying to get my bill cheaper. So they said I didn't need the box. So I was trying to get my bill cheaper. So they said, oh, okay, bring your box back, blah, blah, blah. So I did that. So then today I get the email. It says I have to have a box. But Cox will give me these new mini boxes. So I'm like, well, that's great. That's nice. And I'm really annoyed because I'm like, the last box I had was a pain in the Batuski. And this thing was so annoying. Like, you couldn't use the SAP on the TV. You had to go through the box. And it was super annoying because it would keep going off of the menu where you had it set up. And then I couldn't see to get the stupid thing back onto the SAP. It was really annoying. So when my parents had gotten me a TV, they had looked specially for one with the SAP button. So I was like, okay. So I ditched the cable, got my bill down about almost like $70, probably about $50 or $60. And ditched the extra stuff I was paying for. So it's all good. And so I was able to push this button on my remote that is on my TV because my parents like looked for one specifically with an SAP button. So I was able to push this button and get SAP channels and not have to use the box and the menus and all that. So now they want me to have this mini box. So I'm really annoyed and I'm just like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Like, it's a joke because now, I don't know if the mini boxes have SAP, and I got to deal with this whole thing all over again, and they're not offering the boxes like I had before, which I don't want, the big, huge box. They're not offering those, they're offering mini boxes, and I don't even know what these mini boxes are. So I call the Cox, the, what do you call that thingy? I call the, Cox, not the 800 number, but the whatever number, the Cox number. And, gosh, I'm sneezing. I can't stop. So I call the number, and this guy gets on the phone. He's, like, super rude to me the whole time, which I get, because I was kind of defensive in the first place, because I was really mad about the fact that I needed a box. Because I'd just gotten rid of my box, and they told me I didn't need it, like, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. So I was already annoyed, and so I'm asking all these questions, and he's just like, interrupting me halfway through the question and saying, let me tell you how the mini box works. And I'm like, I have specific questions. And he's like, your answer to the question is no. Let me explain how it works. And he's like, being this total jerk. So I'm like, okay, dude, whatever. So he's like, telling me how it's better and how it's all digital and all this crap and how I'll get all this, I don't even know, like some program guide and the HD and I don't even know what the hell. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And I'm really annoyed because I'm like, dude, like, I don't want a box. And now you're forcing this box on me that I don't feel like I need. And I think it's stupid that we have to have these boxes. So I'm just, like, annoyed already. And I'm just, like, whatever, you know? I'm just over this whole thing. So the guy's like, the mini box is free for a year. And then after that, well, the first two are free for a year, and I only need one. They're free for a year. And after that, they're $1.99. So, yeah, my cable bill's going up. Not dramatically, but, yeah. And then he was trying to tell me that for the SAP, I would need the bigger box that I had before. And because the mini boxes apparently don't have SAP. So, I would need the big box, and that's like $8, and Cox won't give me that box. And I'm like, dude, so because I want SAP, I have to pay a bunch more money when I can't use any of the advanced features that you're paying most people would want the box for. So this is dumb. So I don't know. Case in point is we have to get these stupid ass mini box things, which I'm just annoyed. I'm just like, dude, this is so dumb. They are claiming it's just a box to transmit a digital signal. So they are saying that my SAP button will work with the Cox mini box. But when I had the big box before, my SAP button wouldn't work, and I had to go through the menus on the set-top box to get the SAP. But this one doesn't have SAP. So they're claiming that the SAP on my TV will work and the button will work. I don't know if it will or not. I'm going to double check it again with my store tomorrow. Looks like I might have gotten all worked up for nothing, but I'm just annoyed because I don't want to go through all this again. I don't want a box. I don't care about a stupid program guide. I can't see it. It's not going to talk to me like the Comcast one. I really don't care what the picture looks like. I don't even care if it's blurry. I can't see it. I don't care. My Netflix has HDMI. And I can tell you, the sound is no different than anything else that I watch. So I really don't care that my TV has HD. I didn't buy it for the HD anyway. I bought it for I bought it for the SAP. So, anyways, Cox is making all of us get these boxes. And I don't know if I'm the only one that thinks it's a pain. But it's really annoying. And I found this video of some other gentleman in Omaha ranting and raving and slamming his mini box down. And he's like, I don't understand. What do I need this stupid box for? Like, now I gotta put this box in the middle of my TV. And it's gonna be like all night. And I've got like three TVs. And I just don't understand. Like, they could have done something else. And now you're telling me I gotta have this stupid little box. It's hilarious. It's the greatest thing ever. It was awesome to listen to this guy. It was hilarious. I was like, oh my gosh, dude, like, you rule. It's hilarious. Anyway, so case in point, I'm going to the Cox store tomorrow to hopefully pick up my mini box and hopefully get some good result. I hope that they know and that they say the same thing that Cox Help is saying on Twitter. And I hope that I don't get home and find their information incorrect because I'm just really stressed out about it and now I'm just annoyed. And the only good thing is supposedly I'm supposed to get some more channels. They're saying that we'll get like 1 through 90 and then we'll get music choice. And so that would include Big Ten, which would be cool. And somebody said something about Hallmark, which I don't know about. And then Geographic would be 75, I think. So I don't know, but it sounds like I would get a little bit more channels, but I told them my price better not go up. So I'm paying more to have digital service. I'm going to be annoyed. But yeah. Anyways, that's my rant. I'll talk to you later. I'll let you know how it goes. Have a nice night. 5 seconds. Putting my guard in. going to go out.